Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Rocky Flintstone interviews. We continue today with someone who I've been extremely excited to meet, and that is the Duchess. The Duchess of Epsom. Good morning, ma'am. Thank you for speaking to me, as I know you're extremely busy.
No, Mr. Flintstone, it's my pleasure, and might I say it's lovely to meet you once again. I think the last time was a couple of years ago at that rather good bash Sir James held, when some of his staff got sold off to raise much-needed funds for the Asses and Donkeys Trust.
Yes, ma'am, that was quite the event, and I believe you kindly paired up for Miss Blumenthal.
Ah, yes, your memory does not fail you, Mr. Flintstone, and to be truthful, that was when we first met. She was, and still is, a lovely companion to have around. Lots of lively, sexually oriented activity, and a great imbiber of Chardonnay, one of my favourite tipples.
Yes, totally agree, ma'am. I do love a glass of shards myself. Now, speaking of Miss Belinda, and I'll get into more detail later, how is she getting on with her new role at Bysshe Hursterling as was?
Well, that is quite the question, Mr. Flintstone. And to be honest, I believe it's turning out to be quite a tough assignment. However, I can tell you that the company has been renamed to Bounty Enterprises PLC and might well soon relocate to London, somewhere near the Pentra. I believe she's purchasing a large tract of land, Google style, and building new offices with a juice bar and leather room on every floor.
Wow, so many useful amenities and so close to Steele's Pots and Pans. Do you think she'll be pinching some of their staff?
No, I think she needs a clean sheet. And of course it's essential she's closer to my MI6 operation. You never know when you have to pull in an experienced agent like Belinda for a big job. Or indeed, a quiet drink in the evening at the Pentra before one goes home.
Absolutely, I can fully endorse that wonderful concept, and I'm sure the Pentra will be pleased with the extra business.
Yes, and you know, you
Mr. Flintstone should join me some evening. Even better, of course, would be if I could get Belinda to join us both. I think us two ladies could keep a veteran author like yourself amused in many ways, especially as you also like Chardonnay. Why, we could share a bottle or three. Ha, 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 no doubt I could pick up some new plot angles if I did. But let's not discuss me. Tell me, what are you up to on the show-jumping scene?
Well, as you might possibly know, I retired tacky just recently from local competitions, so that's a good thing for her and me. I still get to the odd competition at Batwood Park and do a bit of horsey people entertaining there. Penelope Pollet, Marco Enriquez, etc. But mostly I'm pretty involved with my work at the Jockey Club. You would not believe how many criminals have targeted horse racing, Mr. Flintstone. It's a total nightmare. We've had to increase our detectives by another 5, and between you and me, I may have to send Belinda undercover to one of the bigger scams. That's QT, by the way, as I haven't broached the subject with her yet. Of course, it ties nicely into my work at MI6. There's nothing like a small criminal mind's antics to relax one before getting into the big stuff of world espionage.
Mum's the word, Mum. You can rely on my total integrity. Now, speaking of which, I'd like to press you on the late and great James Spooner. Have you replaced him in your MI6 team yet?
No, is the simple answer. You know, Mr. Flintstone, it's terribly difficult these days to find someone with the same competence and experience as Spoons had. Besides, he was just so good with the ladies. Take our Belinda, for example. The number of times they went off together, beggar's belief, made me feel quite jealous. Even more so when you realise how fussy she is with her men. But no, I digress. And yes, I'm still on the hunt for his replacement, and no doubt everything will happen in time. Would you be interested in throwing your hat into the ring?
Ha ha ha, yes, if I was 30 years younger. But I find it interesting that you found James Spooner competent. His recent record on the Steve's Pots and Pans case does rather detract from that idea, ultimately getting himself killed by her vicious henchman, George.
Well, everyone is deserved a bad day. Unfortunately, his bad day was his worst ever. But, to put the record straight, he and Belinda did find the file which incriminated the traitorous Giselle as the special one at Bish's headquarters. That was a very good piece of undercover work and blew the whole blueprint theft wide open. Unfortunately, no one could have thought in a million years that Giselle had an accomplice and that that person was her then husband's long-lost brother, George. I find the whole thing totally fascinating.
Yes, it turned out to be an amazing state of affairs, and I can see your point of view, but hadn't Spooner been caught with his trousers down when the car bomb went off at the Steele's offices?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mr. Flintstone, at MI6, we like to rely on preordained intelligence. And sad to say, because the hit squad of three people, as it later turned out, had performed no previous operation against Steels, we were at a massive disadvantage. I think the fact that Spoons, Tacky, and myself arrived on the scene so quickly was an amazing achievement, especially when you consider it was all totally hush-hush. Yes, difficult times, but let's move on to another topic, though still related to the blueprints theft. The third accomplice, Maeve, where in the world did she spring from, and why did Spoons not cotton on to her during his investigation of the special one?
Mr. Flintstone, please remember that some things will always go unexplained, even in my world of intelligence gathering. But I do admit she was a brilliant plant on Bish's part. Let's be honest, she blindsided everyone and indeed, if undetected, would have been head of Bish Hurstlong today instead of our beloved Belinda. My God, you're correct, ma'am. The ramifications are so immense. However, let's move on to earlier days in your life. Born Gertrude Elise Bromley, your education was firstly local schools, etc. But can I just say two words? Francois Gerard.
I wondered when you'd get to this topic, and Mr. Flintstone, I haven't associated you with the gutter press up until this time, but I may reappraise your MI6 profile when I get back to the office.
I apologise, ma'am, but firstly, I didn't realise I was in the MI6 files, and secondly, in the interest of true journalism, not that I'm a journalist, I'm afraid to inform you that so many fans want, indeed demand, an answer to this very question.
Dear Mr. Flintstone, don't be so naive. For you to have grown up in Northern Ireland at the height of the Troubles, and especially growing up in South Armagh, it would have been very lapse of us not to have you profiled for something, if only for being an early Chardonnay drinker.
Ma'am, with respect, I reiterate my question. Francois Gerard.
Francois Gerard. Where do I start? A wonderful man, albeit Swiss-French, and of course he taught me how to ski professionally and perfected my riding skills, something I've always been thankful to him for. Especially riding, and of course we are in contact even to this day. He's in his old age, of course, more advanced in years than both of us, but still quite sane. Did you know my beloved Tacky is related to the horse he perfected my riding skills on? Now, what was she called? Aha, yes, Caramel Purr. Of course, he lost his wife, Cherie Albert, in one of the all-too-frequent avalanches, much like the one Darling Belinda saved myself and Chara Montagu from in the Scottish Highlands. So, no revelations today on the rumoured child you bore him on your return to England and your entrance to university? Or did you take a year out to have the child? None.
Sorry, ma'am, but I pressed too hard. Forgive me, ma'am. Let's move on now. What of the organisation called COC? I presume you are still a member.
Of course. If ever a secret society was needed then, that was one. And what a secret society it was. Ancient skulls, potions, initiation ceremonies, round tables, high-tech swords. It was all there. And of course, it's all in place if we ever need it again. But I think the words mothballed would be an apt description. Of course, things have become a little bit complicated with the demise of Bish Hurstlong, but who knows when the next threat to our commercial world will arise. I believe Haido Seki have been merged into a Chinese conglomerate, and that may bring us problems in the future. But it is my role to anticipate and circumvent these happenings. So for now, Cork and its members live on. Well, ma'am, on that very positive note, I shall wrap up this interview. Actually, Mr. Flintstone, I'm unusually free all day and evening, bar a national security crisis. So shall we head off to Claridge's for a spot of lunch, and then the Pentre to meet the stragglers coming out of Steele's? Then we could dine and hit the town and that lovely nightclub owned by Zachariah. Heaven forbid, I've even got Des Martin's town car telephone number on me, so we can all get home in comfort. So, if you like the style of my podcast, then I'd like to get you the...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Special gift for the Belinda Blinked fan in your life. I will record your message in the same style as my podcast, Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. So... Hi, Jamie Morton. Rocky Flintstone here, just wishing you a very, very happy birthday. Enjoy your day and see you soon. Cheers! You can get this a great, unique present from my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Ciao!